weekday 5:40 a.m. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Some welcome news from the Middle East. Correspondent Roxana Saberi is in Tel Aviv.
The International Committee of the Red Cross has confirmed on social media that it facilitated the release of two more hostages and took them out of Gaza this evening.
The two are Israeli women aged 83 and 85. Israel has held off on a ground invasion, perhaps hoping for more releases. National Security spokesman Admiral John Kirby was asked if the U.S. was pressing for a delay.
The kinds of tough questions that any military ought to be asking before you launch any kind of a major operation. Have you thought through the branches? Have you thought through the sequels? Have you thought through the unintended consequences? And so we are in active conversation with them about that.
Gaza officials say an Israeli airstrike has killed or injured scores of people in an encampment. More from CBS's Tina Kraus on other strikes.
Israel's military says it launched more than 300 airstrikes over the past day, aimed at Hamas operational infrastructure and military targets in the Gaza Strip. Israeli defense forces have also started limited ground raids in Hamas-controlled territory.
There have also been attacks on U.S. concerns in the region. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The Pentagon says two drones were fired at a base in southern Syria where U.S. troops are located. They're believed to have been fired by Iranian-backed militia. But there's no indication the leadership in Iran ordered the attacks. Still, the Pentagon says the U.S. will hold Iran responsible. No American personnel were injured.
Detroit police say the killer of a synagogue president did not target her because she was Jewish. Chief James White.
We believe that this incident was not motivated by anti-Semitism and that this suspect acted alone.
The police are questioning several people. An Alaska Airlines pilot is charged with attempted murder and reckless endangerment. He was riding in the cockpit jump seat last night when crew members say he tried to shut off the engines during a Horizon Air flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco. This audio courtesy of ATC.net.
If unable, you could let me know the threat level.
Okay, I'll just give you a heads up. We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit, and he doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued.
And nobody was hurt. An Olympic hero is closer to getting off the sick list.
Mary Lou Retton spent nearly 2 weeks in intensive care, unable to breathe on her own. The gymnast was nicknamed America's Sweetheart after her performance in the 1984 Olympic Games. One of her daughters posted on social media, "We still have a long road of recovery ahead of us, but baby steps." Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 191 points. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators are reopening two cold cases in Menominee Falls after DNA evidence provided answers from beyond the grave. The cases involve the murders of 19-year-old Diane Olkwitz in 1966 and 15-year-old Terry Erdman in the early 1970s. DNA found on the victim's clothing was recently matched to a truck driver who made deliveries to a business where Olkwitz worked. That man died in 2008 and was buried at Holy Cross Cemetery. That's where investigators exhumed his body to gather evidence. The jury trial of the Franklin woman facing charges for allegedly poisoning a family friend and stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from her started today. 37-year-old Jessie Kurzewitz is charged in Waukesha County. She's accused of using eye drops to poison the Pewaukee victim in 2018 and stealing almost $300,000 from her. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right!
right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Good evening, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. Welcome to your Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. at WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM. And folks, you know, we have been on the air now quite a while trying to talk about democracy in Wisconsin and how to keep moving forward. And, you know, I think a lot of times people wonder whether there's any progress being made. And so tonight I am very, very honored and privileged to have with me Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls. Hello, Pastor.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. So Pastor Lewis has been a guest before. And for the new listeners, Pastor, how about just sort of, what is Souls to the Polls? What's your mission?
Well, you know, we in 2010, we started an organization called Pastors United. So we have about 400 faith leaders working together in advocacy. And there were some initiatives that we wanted to accomplish during the time that we were in existence. And one of them was civic engagement. So we had met with Barack Obama's lead advisor. What was her name? I can't remember her name. Wow, that's crazy. What was the lady's name? What was her name? Oh, anyway, we met with her and she said, you know, you can vote on Sundays. And we said, wow, man, Souls to the Polls. Yeah, that's what we'll do on Sundays. And we started really working to really do early voting on Sundays, Souls to the Polls. We when, where, why, what, how, everything voting. We're the information hub in this town for getting out the vote. We are proud to say that, you know, people depend on us for information. And we certainly try to deliver, and that's what we do. We're nonpartisan 501c3, so, you know, we can't really push candidates, advocate for anybody, but we certainly do urge folks to get out and express themselves and engage civically in our community.
So I realize that you are nonpartisan and Souls to the Polls, and you're focused primarily in the Milwaukee area, but you've done a lot of work around the state as well, right?
No, we're Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin now. I mean, so, you know, we organize all over the state, you know, especially right. Green Bay, Appleton, Kenosha, Racine, the Beloit area. All these areas where you might find folks who have lots of folks who are willing to let people knock on their doors and urge them to vote. So we're Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin. I know you see Souls to the Polls, Milwaukee on my screen here. That's an old screen, but we're now Souls to the Polls, officially Souls to the Polls, Wisconsin.
So there've been a lot of discussion in Madison about democracy, about, you know, and threats of impeachment. And how does Souls to the Polls see these issues at this time in Wisconsin history?
Well, you know, I've always said that, you know, the politics now are just nasty and vulgar. I mean, it's really a bad time and place in America. In Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, it's a bad time because we have people in power who really don't sit in these seats of power to help people who voted them into office. You know, I kind of call it, you know, it's a scorched earth politics. They'll just do anything, burn up anything, destroy anything just to keep power. And that means it affects the people who they have promised to serve. And most of those people right now, unfortunately, are voting against their own self-interest. I mean, why would you want to support a person that doesn't look out for your interest? That just doesn't make sense. So, you know, that's how we feel about that. You know, it's not, you know, a party for me. It's what's right and what's wrong. And what's right is what we ought to be doing. You know, as a man of the cloth, I believe in righteousness. I believe in correctness. I believe in proper etiquette, even in politics. I believe that we should work to help one another and build up the whole body here. But we have a legislation now that really only supports themselves. They don't look out for the people at all. And that just doesn't make sense to me. And we ought to, you know, vote to make sure that we put folks in office who look out for our interests, instead of just voting folks in office just because. That's just a crazy, crazy way of running a democracy, voting for folks just because. People ought to, you know, we ought to command folks to look out for our interests, and we ought to demand that they do it and not look out for themselves. And that's basically where we come from with our Souls to the Polls agenda.
You know, there's been talk by some people in Madison and threats to impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz, who was just elected to the, or recently elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, she won by 11 points, which was, a huge margin statewide. What discussion has Souls to the Polls had about, you know, the fact that she's being attacked or being impeached? How do you see that as a threat to democracy or to an independent judiciary? How did, you know, what's the discussion with, you know, amongst the members of Souls to the Polls?
Well, you know, it's like we're living what some folks would call a dictatorship. You know, we voted for a Supreme Court justice. She ought to be able to serve her term in office until it's over. I mean, that just makes sense. I mean, why? See, it really doesn't make sense. And, you know, just to put it on a real basic level, it's just dumb. It's stupid. You know, it's almost like when people come to our community and say, you know, we're cheating, we're trying to vote, we're cheating. I'm like, hey, man, we can't even get people to vote. How are we going to get them to cheat? So that's just crazy. So this lady is willing to vote for fair maps. Now, how do you have an argument when you say, well, we don't want you to vote for fair maps? That's just nuts. That's just crazy. That doesn't make sense. That's just dumb. I mean, it's idiotic. And people who support those those types of behaviors ought to really consider, you know, reevaluating, you know, what they're really supporting. I mean, it's just not making sense. I mean, you're a lawyer. You know, you have to be rational and reasonable every day. I mean, it shouldn't make sense to folks who are rational and reasonable. It just doesn't make sense. There's no reason for her to even have to worry about being impeached. She's done nothing wrong. The only thing she has done is been a fighter for what is right. Now, why do you want to impeach someone who's a fighter for what is right? That's all that's how we feel about that situation. It's enormously idiotic and stupid. I mean, you know, but most of the things that happen now in our government are just that way. That's why people are so sick of it. I'm like, you know, people are just sick of it. It's not just Black folks. It's not just brown folks. It's not just poor folks. It's all folks. It's a real, real desire for people to have somebody in our system of government who is going to be reasonable, who is going to be for real, who is going to do the right thing. And these people know when things are being done right. And I'll tell you something, these people have clocked out. They said, man, I don't even want to have anything to do with it. I don't even want to vote. I'm registered to vote, but I'm not even voting because none of them make sense to me. We're in a terrible place right now, Mark, and it saddens me to have to say that, but you know, but we still have to do our job, man. We still got to get people to come out here. You have to take the bull by the horns, and you have to prove that you matter, and you do that by voting. You know, I tell folks, I say, man, you say your vote don't count. Your vote doesn't count. Why are so many people trying to make sure that you don't vote? That just doesn't make sense. So we have to make sure that we convince these folks that, hey, let's try it. Let's do it. Look, we've never been 100% of all of us going out to vote. Why don't we try that before we give up on voting? That's what I'd like to see.
For real. You know, do you think, though, that, you know, these folks that keep talking about impeaching Justice Janet, you think that they just hope to wear people down so they don't care and that they do give up?
No, I just think that they miscalculate what they're doing. You know, they have become so confident in just doing wrong and bad things that they think they can do anything and get away with it. This is an anything and get away with it kind of situation. I mean, this is garbage, you know. I mean, see, and then you have to go out and argue with these people about this, Mark. You know, and in the Bible, it says that, you know, when you see two people arguing, you really can't tell which one is the fool. If I'm arguing with you about foolish nonsense, man, I hate this. I hate we have to go through this. I hate we have to go through this arguing with foolishness.
Well, folks, you heard it here. I am honored to have Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls with us tonight on the Paul Revere Show. We're always trying to move Wisconsin forward. We will be back on the other side of this break with more from Pastor Lewis, and, you know, focusing in on the map issue and what does it really mean in terms of what's a fair map and why do we have so much foolish nonsense to listen to and how did that come from the map? So we'll be right back, folks.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally,